Welcome to my poster presentation, Upscaling the Noble Two-Powder Method for the Manufacturing of Heavy Rare Earth Lean Permanent Magnets. The two-powder method was developed by Professor Gutflesch and some co-workers of TU Darmstadt and is a novel approach to produce rare earth iron boron sintered magnets with less critical elements compared to the conventional sintering process. In terms of the two-powder method, you have to blend the two powders, whereas you have a heavy rare earth-free main phase powder, which is ideally at least 50 to 100% higher in average particle size, and you have a heavy rare earth containing anisotropy powder. And during the sintering process, the finer anisotropy powder particles will turn earlier into the liquid phase and surround the main phase powder particles, which finally ends up in a so-called core shell structure and the final magnet. And in this core shell structure, the heavy rare earths like dysprosium and terbium are only located in the outer regions of the grains. In this study, we have sintered four types of magnets, including 0, 1, 2, and 3 weight percent of dysprosium by using the two-powder method. And which you can see is that then we could increase the corrosivity of about 750 kiloampere per meter without a significant loss in remanence. Further, via SEM investigations, we could observe the core shell structure, which is homogeneous and distributed in the whole magnet volume. Also, we have compared the two-powder method with the grain-bonded diffusion process, which is already established in industry. In terms of the grain-bonded diffusion process, you have to coat your sintered magnet with a heavy rare earth source, and afterwards you have to perform an additional heat treatment to let the heavy rare earth diffuse into the magnet. And in this comparison, we produced two 10 mm thick sintered magnets by the two-powder method and the grain-bonded diffusion process, whereby both magnets have a finally dysprosium content of 1% dysprosium. And which you can see is that the remanence and the corrosivity is almost the same. However, in terms of the two-powder method, the magnet shows a better squamous, which is behind that we have a homogeneous distribution of the heavy rare earth dysprosium.